fighting in the Middle East closes a ministry. Deadline nears for Olympic outreach. And do you like games? Well, two ministries are making it possible for you to go on a trip to Africa by playing. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Well, last week's double bombing in Lebanon targeted mosques. According to officials, it's an escalation believed to be connected to the Syrian war and renewed fighting in Iraq. The attacks compounded fears of an all-out Sunni versus Shiite war. The trouble forced Kids Alive International to close its care center in Sidon early. Matt Parker says that means it's vital to reopen on time.
The children that we work with in this care center come from very difficult situations. They really would have no opportunity to get an education without our support.
One of their goals is to develop their work with vulnerable kids over the coming year. With Lebanon being flooded by Syria's exiles, their intervention will be timely.
Be praying for children in Lebanon who are growing up in such a turbulent, difficult time. Pray that the situation in the country would calm down. Pray for the situation in the entire region and for peace.
While the gospel's critical to the message of peace, boldness and wisdom are needed too. The story is pretty complex, but you can read more about it at our website. Next, much of the Middle East is in crisis mode. Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, Iran. Jerry Dykstra of Open Doors USA adds one more to the list.
Iraq is not getting much attention, but we need to keep the spotlight on there.
A series of bombings in Baghdad yesterday killed at least 70 people and wounded far more. Rising sectarian violence between Sunni and Shiite Muslims is to blame. Dykstra says Christians are caught between a rock and a hard place.
They're not only victims of the random violence, but they also are specifically targeted by Muslim extremists.
There are many ways you can help through Open Doors. Get connected at our website.
Open Doors has been very active in Iraq for many years.
Pray encouragement and healing for Christians in Iraq.
That they get the healing they need. And I'm talking about healing not only physically, but also emotionally and spiritually.
This is Mission Network News. As the war drums beat louder in Syria, people in Damascus, Aleppo, and Homs are drawing near to Christ. People in these cities only get 4 hours of electricity a day. They're using it to watch a Sat-7 Christian program. Sat-7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. They broadcast Just For You Syria every week to pray with Syrians and offer the hope of Jesus Christ. Next, even though it's nearing the end of summer, who wants to think of winter, right? Well, ministry at the 2014 Winter Olympics is kind of forcing us to do that today. Time's running out for you to commit to joining an outreach team at the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. SOAR International Ministries is coming alongside Russian Christians there. SOAR's Greg Mangione.
We are looking for up to 90 people. There's 3 weeks of the project, and we'd need 25 to 30 people for each week of the Olympics. And we'll be helping to staff three Christian fun zones is what they're calling them.
Mangione says the only qualifications are having a heart for service. What will you be doing there?
Visiting with people, staffing a little cafe, talking about their faith. There's going to be some outdoor games and entertainment. There's going to be some indoor big screen TV or projector. Broadcasting the Olympics for those that can't be there in person.
Deadline to commit is August 31st. I'll be going. Pray about it. Then follow the link at our website. And do you like games? If you do, this story's for you. Stick around and you might find yourself on a new adventure. Wycliffe Bible Translators is partnering with Moody Radio for their Global Track online experience, which runs through September 15th. Now, if you join in, you'll get a chance to see what Wycliffe does, dig deeper into God's Word, and maybe get a chance to win a trip somewhere to see everything in action. Want to play? Well, we've got the links at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the new Josh Wilson CD, Carry Me, when you support Mission Network News. Now, when you give your best gift, you'll receive music that will remind you to wake up, be a light, and share Christ. Keep it or give it to a friend. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your Josh Wilson CD or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.